I'm so excited to talk to you guys about today's sponsor, Prose. Prose is the custom beauty brand that is all over your feed. I had been wanting to try them for so long. And when I tell you guys that I put on my Instagram story that they were going to be sponsoring the podcast, I got so many genuine organic responses from my following of people being like, oh my God, I love Prose. I've been using it for years. So don't even just take it from me, but take it from the genuine people that reached out agreeing with me about how much they love Prose. And when Prose says custom, they actually mean it. Each and every bottle of Prose custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients to meet your needs. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your life and beauty goals. One of the coolest parts of the questionnaire that I thought was they literally asked me about my location and my zip code so that they could understand how hard the water is here, what the UV index is like, if it's cold, if it's dry, and all of that goes into these truly personalized products. Prose even did a third-party, double-blind, dermatologist-supervised controlled clinical study, aka the gold standard in research studies, and Prose proved that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. So try it for yourself and get your healthiest hair in 30 days or your money back. Prose is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering the Arty Friends listeners an exclusive trial offer so that you can see the difference custom care can make. 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/artyfriends. That's prose.com/artyfriends for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. prose.com/artyfriends.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome back to another episode of Arty Friends. This is Kara.
And this is Allison.
Today, we are in full swing on summer lifestyle, summer living. So we're going to talk about our favorite things right now. Some recommendations, just some fun activities we're enjoying. Just all the things kind of around summer.
Yeah, to give you guys some inspiration or maybe some new ideas to spruce up your day-to-day summer activities or maybe your overarching summer plans. We did the flip side of this. We did the winter ones a couple months ago. So now that it's nice out, we get to talk a little more fun outdoor activities too.
Yes. So before that, we're going to catch up really quick, give you guys a glimpse of what we've been up to. Allison, do you want to go first?
Sure. Just me again telling you guys all of my problems in the catch-up segment. But we were just talking about this before we hopped on with the people who have the studio that I go to. So on Memorial Day, but over the weekend, this building, it was like a concrete factory right by my place, caught fire. They're so unsure of what the fire was, but there was all of these explosions. And I'm going to lay out the story for you guys because it was kind of scary. So it was 6:49 and Clay and I had just eaten dinner and we were like, let's go get some Cold Stone because guess what? Cold Stone has a vegan ice cream now. So shout out Cold Stone. That was really cool of them. And I have now had like Cold Stone five times since then. I'm making up for lost time. Anyway, we drive up to go get the Cold Stone and we're coming back and we see like a black cloud right over where our apartment is. We're like, oh God, did we like leave the stove on? We had made an oven bake. Like we hear sirens like going towards that area and our like hearts are like racing. You're like, oh my God. But we get closer and we're like, okay, it's like a few blocks up. But yeah, basically
this huge building right by us. I think it was a concrete factory. They had some other chemicals, but it just busted into flames, like the biggest black cloud. And the firefighters, and they even had like foam coming down from the helicopter, started at 6:53. So right after we left. And I don't think they even got it put out until like well after we went to bed. We went to bed at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and we were supposed to evacuate our area. We didn't end up doing that, but the air quality was so bad. Both mine and Clay's cars, we have white cars, were just like had a film of like black soot around them. So I'm like, I can only imagine what is going on in our lungs right now. That is not good. And like, so horrible for the atmosphere and the vegetation, the plants, the trees. Super, super sad. Thank God no one was hurt as of yet. It didn't spread to any of the houses in that area. So very thankful for all of the firefighters that worked tirelessly for that. And I know bad things like this are happening around the world all the time. It's just always like it couldn't happen to me. Mm-hmm. And that type of, and we're like driving and I'm like, wait, is our house about to be on fire? And then as the fire kept going, I'm like, wait, what if New Wave literally catches on fire and like all of this hard work and absolutely everything just goes up in flames in minutes? And it could have those things happen so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there was like a hurricane in Mazunte, like down on the coast of Mexico this week. These natural disasters and man-made disasters are so scary.
Wow.
So my heart goes out to anyone who is dealing with anything related to that, flooding, tornadoes, who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my weekend.
So glad you're safe. That you posted on your story a picture of the smoke and then the link to the news article. And I literally told you, I was like, that looks like an actual horror movie. It's literally terrifying. Yeah.
It was really, really a lot of black smoke. But a nice thing from it, we had so many people text us and DM us and be like, hey, oh my gosh, like I saw you're in the evacuation zone. You can totally come stay at our house. Like we have a couch, we have a bed. Okay, actually the funny part of this though is I do partnerships with the state of Nebraska. So that morning, my post went live of like, move to Nebraska. It's so awesome. I love running outside. Everything's great here. And then the next slide is like my neighborhood on fire. You were probably like, yeah, sure, I'll be right there.
Yeah, let me pack my bags real quick on my way.
Like, not great timing. Feel kind of bad for the client, aka Nebraska, but I literally hype up Nebraska all the time.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be fine.
You're so right, though. They're lucky no one got hurt. That's really scary.
Yeah. And the highlight is like how great the community support was. Mm-hmm. Like, so many people were reaching out, people were feeling bad. There's even, you know, things going forward to make sure that doesn't happen again. Da, da, da. So
there you go.
All is good. Yeah. Good, how about you?
Good things come out of that. Yeah. On my end, I am very excited. I am getting ready to go to Mexico. I'm going to Morelia, Mexico for 2 weeks with my friend Hania. Her grandparents live there and it's their 50th wedding anniversary. So I am going to go to their 50th wedding anniversary party. I got invited. So I'm going with her and her whole family and solely will be speaking Spanish for the next 2 weeks. So I'm excited to come back and be fluent and yeah, see a really random part of Mexico for like a good chunk of time. I'm saying that I'm studying abroad for 2 weeks. This is like definitely what I feel like studying abroad is like, living with a host family, only talking in that language, learning the culture, being with the locals. So I'm very excited.
Totally. I love that for you. Where geographically is it in Mexico?
It's in the middle. So it's in, I think it's like on the border of Guanajuato and Michoacán, which is like, apparently Michoacán is a little sus, but it's okay. She has reassured me we are not going to be in any dangerous areas. It's very safe. So if anyone's listening, that's a concern for me. It's very safe. I'm going to have a great time. But yeah, that's where it is, right in the middle of the country.
Will you fly into Mexico City and then like...
I fly right into Morelia. So they're going to pick me up from that airport. It's MLM airport. I have a 9-hour layover in Houston because I'm like, I don't think that many flights like go into there. So I have to fly like into Houston, wait 9 hours and then fly in. So I will be hot girl walking throughout the airport. Like, yeah.
Oh yeah, you should talk about that.
Yeah, that's something fun that's going on right now. I have started like a little virtual walking club, Girls Who Walk on Facebook, and we're doing like a little Walk Girl Summer Challenge for the month of June and July, walking every single day, Monday through Friday. So yeah, if you want to join the group, join the walking club, come to our Facebook group. People are like posting where they're walking. Like people are tagging me on their stories that they did their daily walk, which is so fun. I just knew that like I wanted to walk more. And I don't know, there's like reading clubs, there's book clubs. And I'm like, there isn't like, at least for me, I wasn't in a walking club, but also like, I also love getting podcast recommendations. So I'm like, we can use this club to like get some podcast recs. It's kind of like a mix of all the things. And yeah, it's been super successful so far. I think there's like 1,000 of us now at this point. So yeah, come join us, guys.
I know. I love that for you.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you did it. I commented on your video. I was like, wow, you know how we talk about the book Big Magic, where an idea like goes into a brain and someone's like, I can use that or not. I had been thinking about starting that when I was doing 75 hard because I had to walk every day, twice, once at least, maybe twice a day. And I didn't have time to also, you know, make phone calls and listen to podcasts or see friends. So I would be, if people wanted to hang out, I'd be like, okay, well, I have to do my daily walk if you want to come meet me. And so I was like thinking about doing a walk club, but obviously that's when I was very overwhelmed. And I was like, nope, that idea is for someone else. This and dismissed it. And then it was so funny when I saw your TikTok. I was like, wow, we literally share a brain, because I didn't think of all of the humans in the entire planet Earth that that idea would go, it would knock on you next.
No,
that's like, hey, Kara, I want a home.
That book is so true. Like, that literally happens. Like, the amount of times where I've been on TikTok and I'll scroll and I'll see like a video, like word for word that I was going to make. And I'm like,
word for word.
That is freaking crazy. Like, something so niche and strange. I'm like, what in the heck? Yeah.
Yes. It's like going back to your Revolve manifesting your invite there. You're like, I know if I don't make this video right now, someone else is going to do it. And there are so many ideas that I've had in life that I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it. And then you see someone else do it and you're like, wow. I mean, if only I had the resources to do all of the things.
Yeah, to do everything. Right. But yeah, that's funny.
But I'm proud of you. I'm so glad you're doing it though. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So that's fun. So come join us, guys. We're having a great time.
Do you want to tell them how they can get in there?
Yeah.
The exact name of it?
It's Girls Who Walk. Again, on Facebook, you can search that name. You can go to my Instagram. It's linked in my bio. We'll link in the show notes too. But yeah, just Girls Who Walk on Facebook. I've officially declared it's Walk Girl Summer, guys. So let's get walking.
Let's get walking. Okay. Amazing. Peak of the week time?
Yes.
My peak of the week was I got such a good partnership with this company called Mandarin. It's M-A-N-D-R-N. And you know when you're just like obsessed with a brand for so long and you're like, we'll probably never work together, but I just really love this brand. I have been eyeing their fanny packs for like 5 years. They're very sustainably made in Bali. Their branding is like pretty similar to New Waves or whatever. And I don't really send out a lot of partnership pitches. I'm very like, if I'm going to send this out, I'm 100% positive I'm going to get it type of thing. Like, I don't really cast a wide net. If I send one out, I'm like, I'm making a whole PDF, full-blown explanation, job application, like we're going to get this type of thing. But they replied. They were so nice. So now I have some new fanny packs. I have to make a TikTok this week, but they're so pretty and I love them. And I'm just a big fanny pack girl. I only have one actual purse. It's my vintage Gucci bag that I got for like $130. It was a steal off Poshmark. I thought it was fake because the deal was so good. And then I sent it to my reseller friend. He was like, actually, that's real. You should definitely cop that ASAP. So I'm never getting rid of her because she's amazing. But other than that, I just have fanny packs.
Yeah. They're so functional. So useful.
So yeah. And when I'm out thrifting, I need to be able to like move my arms all around, right. And I don't want to accidentally set my purse down. So I need the fanny pack like right on my chest.
No, that's so true. Like grabbing all the things. Go, go, go. We got to go.
Yeah. Gotta go.
Okay. Love that.
So that was really exciting.
Yay. Congrats. I love all the content you've shot so far, all the cute photos. So looking forward to seeing more. My peak of the week was me and Connor walked and had a really nice long walk on Saturday to get coffee. Took Margot, and our local coffee shop does live music, like I think every other weekend. So we just sat outside, had our coffee, listened to live music, and it was a great start to the weekend.
Oh my gosh. Love that.
Yeah.
Live music in the summer is amazing.
I'm like so impressed with this coffee shop for coordinating that many artists, and a lot of them are either local to the neighborhood or live really close by. And I'm like, it is crazy how many talented people there are that just like live right by us. I was like, wow, there's like this couple that did like kind of like folk music. And I'm like, what the heck? They literally just like live down the street from us. Go them. So talented.
Yeah. And you didn't even know.
Yeah.
I feel like social media makes me realize that too. Like, I'll be like, oh, I don't know how many famous people are in Omaha. And then doing this Nebraska campaign, I'm like looking at their tagged photos and I'm like, all these people live in Omaha?
Yeah.
Like Elise Myers, for example, she lives in Omaha. I like on her story, like I'm mind blown.
I weirdly knew that because she posted a TikTok once, like telling her engagement story, and like the photos were in the Old Market. And I was like, what the heck? Like this girl got engaged. Like she lives in Omaha. What? She's hilarious.
Yeah, you guys definitely know who Elise Myers is. She makes these funny
storytelling.
Like, telling a story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Storytelling, usually of her like having anxiety or being awkward or something. Very relatable, authentic content.
I'm such a creep. She just did another one, like another TikTok, and posted photos from Village Point, like the shopping center in Omaha. And I'm like, this girl literally is at Village Point, like the shopping mall that I went to growing up. So yeah, such a small world.
I know. She was at my thrift store the other day. I could see it in the background. And I was like, I literally went there yesterday. But I feel she said one about how going to the Orpheum, how she was going to go, but she knew she would draw a crowd of people. And so she had to like call ahead because people like swarm her. I'm like, well, this is crazy because she's like, I mean, obviously in Omaha, there's not that many famous people. So she's like famous.
Yeah. Wow. You should invite her into New Wave sometime. That'd be fun.
Aww.
Then she'd make a funny story.
She seems so cute. Yeah.
Okay.
She seems so pure. Okay. Anyway.
Your guys' peaks. Morgan said, my birthday is this Friday and my friends are coming to celebrate and see my apartment. Happy birthday. Hope you guys have the best time.
Alda said kind of a similar one. She deep cleaned her apartment, treated herself to solo dates and met a guy who values me. So sweet. I'm very happy
for
you.
Oh my gosh. Mackenzie said, leaving for a 3-week trip to Europe tonight. Safe travels. Wow. Enjoy Europe for us. We're jealous.
I am. I'm manifesting going there in September, October. I need to say it right now so that I can make it happen. I may or may not have stayed up until 2 o'clock in the morning last night looking at flights, but it'll come when and if it's meant to be.
Yeah.
Anyway, Leah said, first Lumineers concert. That is a bucket list thing right there too.
Wow.
Love the Lumineers.
So fun. Okay. Well, as always, send us your peaks of the week at our Instagram at We're Already Friends.
Okay. On to things we're loving right now. Summer favorites.
Yes. All the summer vibes. Well, I think we can go right into it. As Allison said, we just want to do this as a follow-up to our winter favorites and some of our other favorites episodes, because I know I love a good recommendation from someone else. So I love to hear other people's. How should we start? Do you want to start first or should I go?
Take it away. Go ahead.
Okay. The first thing on my favorites right now is going to the pool. And with this, I have a few specific things. Well, I'm really excited because I got my summer pool pass for our local pool. So I have unlimited times to go to the pool, which I'm very pumped about. Recently, when I was in Palm Springs, we had a crew Airbnb and we had a pool in the back. And one of the days we had like a long afternoon break and everyone took naps, but I like went in the pool and was like doing like dolphin jumps, like jumping like a dolphin, like doing handstand contests myself. And I'm like, this is so fun. Like, why is it weird if I like went in public and did this? So all my summer favorites is, guys, go get an Airbnb if you're traveling that has a pool and like do weird shit in the backyard because it's so fun. So yeah.
I need to get you a gift of like some diving rings.
Oh my
God. You can throw them out for yourself.
Literally, I was like, oh my God, I'm like an only child, like doesn't have any friends. Everyone was sleeping. I'm like, why is no one swimming with me?
Okay, quick pool question. When you were a kid, did you play the dunking game? Like basically you'd be holding someone and then you'd think of a color and then they'd have to guess. And I would always choose like ridiculous colors, like iridescent pink or, you know, something like super uncommon so that my sister could never guess it. So I could just dunk her like 100 times.
Oh
I mean,
gosh.
She did it back to me too. But do you play that?
Yes, absolutely. That's such an older sister thing. Like teal.
And then when they got it right, you'd flip them all the way around.
Yeah. See, you gotta do all that stuff.
Precious.
That's what summer's about. This summer, we're playing in the pool. I said it.
Catch Kara and I playing the color game, dunking each other.
Absolutely. Okay. What is one of your summer favorites?
Well, while you're swimming, my summer favorite is just laying outside.
Yes.
I just love baking in the sun. It feels so good. Eating in the sun, doing journaling in the sun, drinking my favorite beverage in the sun. I cannot get enough of it. When I'm stuck inside and like my wheels aren't turning, I'm like, oh, I just need something. And I'll be like, wait, it's nice outside now. I can just go outside and take my stuff for like 10 minutes and go do it out there. And then I'm instantly rejuvenated and I feel way better for the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing too exciting about that, but just actually enjoying it. You know, my friend works at Trader Joe's and he was talking about how the customers come through and they're always just complaining about the weather. Every person is like, it's too hot. It's too hot. It's too windy. It's too cold. Da, da, da. And he's like, they always want something else. It's always to this. Like, why not just be like, you know, a few months ago, you were complaining about how cold it was and now it's hot. So go outside and go enjoy it.
Yeah. Find a time of the day. If it's too hot in the afternoon, go in the morning. Like, I also think that people forget that you can take breaks throughout the day. Like, you can take a break at one and go sit at the pool for 30 minutes and then come back. Or like, you can go for a walk. Like, please, yeah, go do that kind of stuff. Go sit outside for 30 minutes. Eat your lunch outside.
Yeah. Or if you have like a phone call come through that you know you're going to be on the phone for 15 minutes, take it outside.
Mm-hmm.
Feels great.
I love that. I think another along with my announcement of the walking club, a summer favorite for me has been walking. It's just the best. And part of the kind of walking club that we started was giving the podcast recommendations. And we've been having a theme for each week. So the first week's theme was listening to podcasts about the benefits of walking and why it's so good for you. And I've learned so much. Of course, it's obviously great for, you know, moving your legs, moving your body, blood circulation helps fight arthritis, cancer, so many diseases. But also it's been proven to stimulate creativity. And so many big thinkers of our time were big walkers. So Hamilton, one of the biggest Broadway musicals right now, was written by Lin-Manuel Miranda. And he wrote all the songs and almost the entire thing walking. So he'd walk through Central Park, take the music on his phone and like listen to it and then like freestyle rap the lyrics, do that all while walking. And Charles Dickens would walk like 10 miles a day. Like, I learned all this stuff that just shows that it just like really stimulates your brain. Because if you think about it, when you're sitting at a desk, you are looking at a wall or two walls and your computer and it's very stagnant. But when you're out walking and just letting things present themselves to you, like you're seeing a fork on the side of the road, you're seeing flowers, you're seeing someone's house and like what color their shutters are. And you're like seeing all these different things. And it's like really stimulating different parts of your brain than just staying at your desk. So if you're on a creative assignment or you need to think of a new idea, get out and walk, but like also let yourself just listen to the sounds. I think that's an important part of the creativity aspect, is maybe pausing the podcast, taking out the headphones and just letting yourself listen to the surroundings is a good part of walking too.
Amen to that. When a lot of my Instagram captions come while I'm walking. Like, I'll have a post that I want to get up and I am like, okay, well now I need a caption because it's me and I have to write a novel for every caption, even though no one reads them, I'm sure. But then I'll go for a walk and then I'm like, ooh, yeah, now the thoughts are flowing.
Yeah, that's great.
We're going to take a quick break from today's episode to introduce you to one of our sponsors, Meet Cute Box. Meet Cute Box is a themed date night box with unique items from small businesses around the world. Every box is handmade based on your membership profile, so you and your partner have a new surprise each month.
When you order a Meet Cute Box, you answer some questions about yourself and your relationship to get your perfectly curated box. Every relationship is special, and Meet Cute thinks your box should be too. That's why they will never mass produce their crates. Each box is handmade for love, with love. As someone in a relationship, I know it can be hard to set aside time each month and plan an actual date. So with a Meet Cute Box subscription, you're literally committing to a unique new date night every month, all while enjoying products from small businesses all over the world.
Each box is filled with products valued up to $100, but memberships start at only $29.99. There are also gift boxes available for a one-time purchase if you wanted to gift one to a friend, a newly married couple you know, for a friend's anniversary, or you could even get one for your own partner for your special date night. To learn more about these boxes or order one yourself, head to meetcutebox.com and receive a box as early as next week. A huge thanks to Meet Cute Box for being our sponsor, and as always, we'll link the website in our show notes.
Our next partner, Athletic Greens, has a product Allison and I really love and think is super cool. I started taking AG1 once I started traveling like crazy for work. Their travel packs make it super easy to take care of my gut health while traveling, keep my immune system in check, and give me energy that I need to work on super long production days.
Yes, I've also been able to try Athletic Greens. I got it for a gift for Christmas, and I'm so impressed by the product and its ingredients. With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All the things.
It's lifestyle friendly. Me and Allison are raving about the ingredients. We love that it's keto, paleo, it's plant-based, dairy-free, gluten-free. In our own experiences, you can really incorporate it into any diet or lifestyle that you choose. And it costs less than $3 a day.
To make it easy to reclaim your gut health, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/emerging. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/emerging to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Okay, my next summer favorite is that it's garage sale season. You're not a garage saler. Come on, guys. These are the deals at a garage sale. I also now have to plug our June Patreon episode. We talked about all the thrifting tips. So garage sales goes hand in hand with that. But it's just fun. And you kind of like get to like see neighborhoods or into people's lives that you wouldn't normally stumble upon. And usually they're just like nice older people hanging out, trying to sell some of their stuff. I will say most of them, well, I guess we have Venmo now, but I usually find that most of them are cash. So if you are going to go on a little garage sailing excursion, Thursday, Fridays, Saturdays, those are usually the days that they have a garage sale. But if you can go on Thursday before all the weekenders get out, that's where you're going to find the good stuff before it all gets put out. And no, it's not as busy. It's fun. To actually find a garage sale, mostly Facebook groups, I would say. Or if you're just driving along the road, look for like a little neon sign, like half-ass taped up onto a pole.
I did not know that you could find garage sales in Facebook groups. That's really helpful.
Yeah. There's actually probably, I'm sure for most major cities, but there's literally one Omaha garage sale group.
Okay.
So people don't, it's not just like Omaha Marketplace.
Oh,
it's like specifically where people will just post like, okay, this garage. And but I will say you kind of got to look from a distance. You know, for me, I don't have kids, so I'm not interested in like baby clothes. But if someone's advertising like, you know, our kids are growing up, so we have all of this baby stuff, I'm like, that one's probably not me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot.
That's such a fun one. I love this on your list because I love estate sales. But sometimes these estate sale companies, like they know exactly what their worth is. Like they know what everything's worth and they like have everything priced to worth. But a garage sale, like you could really find a diamond in the rough.
Totally. And if someone's having a garage sale, they just want to get rid of it.
Yeah. You can negotiate.
I mean, they're trying to make a little money, but they're not probably charging like $500 for something at a garage sale.
Yeah.
Unless it's like, you know, a refrigerator.
I don't know what you charge $500 for. I'm like, unless it's something very valuable to them. But I will definitely be going to more garage sales. I love that tip. Okay. Next favorite right now for me is going to the library. Have we talked about this on the podcast before?
Briefly, yeah.
I have just been using the library, guys. First of all, it is free, so you should definitely take advantage of it. I had lived in our house for like a whole year before I got a library card. I don't know why. I've been buying books, and it's just so much nicer just to like borrow a book, and you have a time limit for how long you have to read it, so you have to take it back before then. But also, with your library card, you get so many free resources. A lot of people were telling me, because I posted about going to the library last week. A lot of people are telling me to get this app called Libby, and you link your library card and you get free audiobooks and ebooks. A lot of libraries have free language learning apps like Duolingo or any of those kind of subscriptions. You can get those for free with your library card. You can stream movies that aren't on Disney Plus, that aren't on Netflix, Hulu with a app called Canopy, K-A-N-O-P-Y. You just link your library card. My library, you can rent projectors, meeting rooms, fishing gear, portable Wi-Fi hotspots. Like if you're on a hike and you wanted a hotspot to take with you, you can rent that. Telescopes, binoculars, all the things. So this is your local shout to go to the library.
I love this whole tapping into the inner child. You're like going to the library, yes, going to your local pool. This is fantastic.
You're so
By the way, how much was your whole summer pool pass? Because I'm trying to remember from my childhood.
Ours,
how much
it was $100 like, a person. Yeah. Which for me, but I need to go like 16 times to make it worth it.
Oh, what the daily rate mm-hmm. would be. But I think that's important too, that we could just shout. You could just go for a day.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Last summer, I just went for like a day at a time. I just liked getting the pass because then it's going to incentivize me to just go for an afternoon and just go for an hour and read a book or like you said, do work from the pool. So that's what I was thinking. But yeah, $100 was my local pool.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Another favorite for me. This is not something I have done yet this summer, but I would love to go to a drive-in movie theater. There are only 3 left in the state of Nebraska, and one is in Valley, which is pretty close. So I need to get out there. But the small town where my mom grew up is where we went every summer of my childhood from age like 0 till I graduated high school. So we're always there. It's up in South Dakota. And that town had a drive-in movie theater. And we probably went hundreds of times to the drive-in because it's a small town. There's not like that much going on. But the nostalgia of a drive-in movie, you've got your blankets, you're so comfy in your car, you like roll the window down and then you like put the speaker on your window, or you can tune the radio to get the audio and then you go get some greasy snacks and it's just so fun.
This is so terrible. I've never been to a drive-in theater though.
Really?
Yeah. So,
I mean, there's not really one around Omaha that close that it's a small town thing, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, you saying that, I'm like, definitely going to add that to my summer bucket list because I just looked while you were saying all that. I'm like, okay, there's one 30 minutes away. I could do this. That sounds so fun.
Exactly. It's best if you can find someone with a pickup truck so that you can put all the blankets in the pickup truck and then like park backwards, put the tailgate down and then like lay.
Yeah.
Or even an SUV that you can open it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're like trying to look through the windshield, which can be a little tough.
Yeah, wait, that would be kind of tough. Do people bring like folding chairs and stuff?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, yeah.
I just had a flashback. I actually was wondering this the other day. And I was like, do you remember the first time you ever got drunk? And he was like, yeah, in Mexico. And I was like, I don't think I can remember mine. But now us saying this, mine was at the drive-in movie theater with my cousins.
Oh my God.
It just came to me. Because I was like, you know, like you're a kid, so your parents think you have no mischievous behavior for a while, but then you start to get older. And so they probably thought like, oh, so innocent, just going to the drive-in. Actually, who am I kidding? They totally knew what we were doing. But yeah, I think that was the first time.
That is hilarious.
Just kid things. Okay.
Just being
what's
crazy.
Next for you?
Okay. Next thing that I'm loving right now is reading fictional books. I feel like, I can't remember if I've talked about this before either, but I feel like I used to only read self-help books or like books where I feel like I was learning something and getting something out of. So I'm enjoying reading books like People We Met on Vacation, Where the Crawdads Sing. Right now, I'm listening to The Paris Apartment, which is a fiction. I don't know, because I feel like you don't always have to be getting something or learning something out of a book. Like you can just read to enjoy. That's kind of something that I've been enjoying lately.
That's similar to the quote that's like, you can do a hobby just because you like the hobby. You don't have to be good at it. You don't have to make money from it. You can just do it just to do it.
Yeah, that is resonating.
And so much of our society is like, you've got to make money from it. You got to be learning. You got to do this. I just want to be happy.
Yeah.
For me, I am going to get a kite. Mark my words. So when I was a kid, my dad was a big kite flying guy. So we had all these different kites and, you know, you'd undo the string and then you've got to like, it's a skill to like get a kite up and then keep it up. And you got to like kind of run around and move the sides, especially if it has multiple strings. But when we were kids, we'd go up to our elementary school. There's a big open grass field and my dad would always help me and my sister fly our kites. And the other weekend, Clay and I were having a picnic at the park down by us. And there was a family flying kites. And I was like, Clay, we have to get a kite. And so I was like looking them up on Amazon. And then I was like, shit, I don't know if I could even like do this without my dad's help. They weren't that expensive, like $30. But I just wanted to make sure that this just wasn't one of those like purchases that I was like, I'm just going to buy a kite. Sounds fun. Let's do it. Like I need to be super sure that I'm going to be picking up this kite flying hobby.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure, maybe, but it sounds so fun, especially like if you were a parent and had little kids, it's so cute. And I mean, there's some serious, oh my God, there was this other guy there though. Like, I don't know if he does kite competitions or what, but he was serious. And on TikTok, you go to kite flying TikTok.
Shut up.
There's these people in the Middle East that are like, near, near, near. They're like, all their kites are like going in. They're going so fast. And like, I don't know how their strings aren't getting intertwined. It's so entertaining to watch.
I will absolutely be searching that after we hop off. I've literally never seen anything of the sorts. So I need to know what
this
is.
It's so funny. And you can get the string so long. Like, you can't even like see the kite anymore. It's hilarious.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
But I had to shout that because I made my basic one of laying in the sun. So I had to give the drive-in and the kite flying to be a little quirky.
She's cool. She's different. She flies kites.
No, I know. I was like, Clay, I could like start kite TikTok. Like, you know how those two girls in LA like started pickleball. I was like, I could be the girl that like makes flying kites cool again.
Yeah.
He's like, oh yeah, sure, you go for that.
I literally love that. I think that should absolutely be your TikTok purpose for the next few weeks.
The whole summer.
For the summer. That's the summer vibe. Oh my God. Yeah. I love that. Okay. I'm going to give some like product things that I'm loving lately. Again, something that I found on TikTok, the Rare Beauty Liquid Blush in Happy. I love it. It's so fun. It's like you need the tiniest amount of blush and you blend it out either with your fingers or a brush. I've been using a brush, but it works so well. And I like that the Rare Beauty brand, that's Selena Gomez's brand, they don't use any forever chemicals, which was something that we talked about an episode 2 weeks ago, how makeup, they use, some companies use forever chemicals to make it waterproof or like to make it last longer. And they don't use any of that. So I really like that. I love a good blush look. You know, when you have a lot of blush on, I feel like it looks really nice and it's very summery. So that's something I love. And I also love the Tarte cheek stains. That's another one that was on TikTok. Those are really great. And they were really popular in like the early 2000s, late 90s for a lot of like the 90s blush looks. And they think they discontinued them and now they've had their comeback and they're also very great. So if you're looking for a makeup product, highly recommend both of those.
This is not planned, but you saying this, my two summer recs, because I don't use that many products, but these two are my go-tos. One is like just like the spray mist on your face. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Like after you've been out in the sun and you're like hot and your skin needs that hydration back, like leaving it maybe in like the console of your car or your tote bag, that mist feels so good. And then I also love the, you said call it Quay, Quay.
I think it's, okay, I think it's
the really popular hair one.
Oh, wait. Oh, Away? Way? Like O-U-A-I? The hair?
O-U-A-I.
Is it hair products?
I feel like, yeah, but I feel like there's a Y, but maybe it's not. But it's the wave spray.
Okay, yeah. I think it's called Way. So Way wave spray. Okay. Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. That one is so good. Like if I could have one hair product for the rest of my life, it would be that wave spray, especially for the summer. You just have to shower, have like some nice messy waves.
Oh my God. I forgot about wave sprays. I had one like a few years ago that I absolutely loved and I've just, you know, ran out of it, never got another one, but that is a really good one. I might have to check that out.
It's easy because, you know, in the summer you're fighting humidity and whatnot. So most of the time I'm like, I'm not going to bother doing my hair. It's just going to get messed up. But the wave spray,
I feel like it always makes your hair look so good. It's such the vibe.
Yeah.
Another thing that I'm loving lately, I love the look of like a white ankle sock. I feel like that's been around. Maybe I'm just late to the game, but I love white Hanes ankle socks. I've been rocking them for a minute, but I wanted to shout that on here as like one of my favorites. I've literally like replaced all of my like low rise socks just for like the high rise. I love like a high rise ankle with like a tennis shoe and your biker short, your sports bra, off on a hot girl walk you go. That's the vibe right now.
Couldn't agree more. And I have to give my sister a shout. I've shouted it on here before that she's always into things before they get like super cool, but she's always been like a plain ankle sock girl. And it's just like, it shows like I'm cool. I don't even care. Like look at my ankle socks.
I don't even care about the tan lines. Bring them on.
So yeah, I'm with you. But I'm in this phase of wanting to replace my Nike socks. I only have 6 pairs because it came 3 white, 3 black. And I do like them, but I don't wear Nike shoes anymore. I have Brooks for running and then I have like New Balance sneakers. So for me, I don't like having like a different brand.
Yeah.
Like if I'm wearing a Nike sock, it has to be a Nike shoe. So for these other shoes, I need the ankle socks to be like no branding.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, the Aritzia ones, the plain white ones are very popular. I see those all over TikTok. I just get the ones from Target, but I do get what you're saying. Like the swoosh not matching the shoe. I can see it. That's in a shoe.
Mm-hmm. Also, Old Navy has plain socks that are like $1.
Old Navy's killing it.
If someone's not on the Aritzia budget.
Yeah, I don't even know how much the Aritzia ones are, but literally, yes. Old Navy, absolutely killing it. I love all of their athletic wear right now. I posted a TikTok about that too. They're great. Great price. Great place. They're picking it back up. They're coming around.
It is 2012 in Kara's world.
It literally
Old
is.
Navy, the pool, like 2006, the library.
We need like 2006 Old Navy, 4th of July, red, white, and blue t-shirt that you get every single year. That is my vibe right now. Dare to say 2004.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably 2004.
That's probably closer.
Because that would have been like 4th, 5th grade. Yeah. First, 3rd.
She's an Old Navy gal. Yeah.
Oh, my family, we, in that small town I was talking about, we had a float in the 4th of July parade. And so our entire extended family would wear the Old Navy shirts. And then I would do my French braids with like a little red bandana. I was a cute... Okay, when this goes live, I'm going to pull up some pictures from that era. Because I... You know how when you're a kid, you can kind of be like, I was kind of an ugly kid. But there's usually like 2 years where you were cute. Like before maybe the teeth started doing something weird or I don't know. But that era, I was cute.
That Allison era, 2003, 2004... She was slaying.
Yeah, because I just got my braces off because for some crazy reason, I got braces in the first grade. So by third grade, I was cute. But then I had to get them back on in fifth. So that's why, like, then fifth grade to eighth grade, I was so ugly.
Oh my God.
But third.
And now you have a great smile.
All good.
So it was, hopefully it was worth it.
It all paid off.
Oh my God.
Sorry to my fifth through eighth grade self to suffer, but... It's all good now.
All good.
Okay.
Okay. What else do you love in Lily?
I'll just rapid fire some of these. Plant nurseries, botanical gardens, conservatories. Those are great summer activities. I've been shouting out the hiking. Love hiking lately. I've also been experimenting with new smoothie and mocktail recipes. Ever since Ritual, they're the zero proof alcohol. I mean, I got to hype them up. They sent me 8 bottles of fake alcohol. They're like $26 each. I didn't even ask. They just showed up 8. And I'm like, I mean, go wild, I guess, with this fake alcohol. But I'm like, I am stocked for the whole summer. So I've been having like every other night a fun little fake tequila beverage. And I'm just mixing different things from the fridge. And it's been fun.
It's so fun. Like mocktails are great. Yeah. You wake up and you feel amazing. But like sometimes you do want that taste like of a margarita or an Aperol spritz.
Yeah. Yeah, because sometimes I'm like, I love kombucha. I love the non-alcoholic beers. I love all of those. But yes, like you said, like sometimes I'm like, no, I want a margarita. Mm-hmm.
It's like a distinct
I want to taste like that.
But like, yeah. You don't want to feel like shit. You can't be hungover. No time for that.
Yes. I think it was Sunday night before the explosion. the night before, the way my house is situated, I'm up on the second floor and my neighbors over, they have this awesome backyard and they were having a live band and they were so groovy, like kind of this alternative quirky boy band and people were like out in their lawn chairs in the backyard. And I was just up on my roof with my fake little tequila cocktail sitting up there like, this is awesome. I don't have to see or talk to anyone.
Wow.
I have a free ticket to the music and I'm up here vibing.
Just vibing.
It's great.
Oh my gosh. That's so nice.
I did not rapid fire. Literally, I was like, I'm going to rapid fire all these. Instead, I told 4 stories.
You did good. That was good.
Okay.
My rapid fire to wrap up. Love the Wordle. Guys, it's so fun. Do Wordle. It's great for your brain, I feel like. Not just the Wordle, though. I also do the Worldle, which is like, you look at a country, an outline of a country. If you guess what country it is, great for geography practice. Then I also do the Hurdle. I don't do all these every single day. Just some fun ones if you want something different. Where you hear a little portion of a song, and if you guess it. All super fun. Lately, just love, this is like a concept and not really a thing, but laughing until you can't breathe. I was on a flight a few weeks ago and these girls behind me, like my age, were just like laughing so hard they couldn't breathe. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to be with my friends doing that. So that's really fun. Love a good laughing moment. The new Bad Bunny album, Un Verano Sin Ti, amazing. Guys, go listen. It's amazing. So good. And cooking at home. Just finding new recipes. I saw a tip online of just buying one new vegetable or ingredient each week. So I've been trying to buy like a new fresh herb, a new fresh vegetable. So red cabbage this week is what I bought. I'm going to try and do like some shrimp tacos and like incorporate a new ingredient. So loving all that.
Yay. Those are great. My final last one would be a mini road trip to a nearby town. Like just like a 30 or 45 minutes away. Anyone anywhere in the world can do this. You just find a little neighboring town that you've never been to, try a cute coffee shop, walk around the little downtown or a park, just a change of scenery. It's nice. Then you feel like you got away and you didn't even really have to do anything.
Wait, I love that. That's so cute.
I went to Fremont last month. Fremont has a very cute downtown. Who knew?
Wow.
And we went to Nebraska City. We went to like the Arbor Day farm thing and then went downtown and went into some shops and found a cute little cafe. And it felt like we were traveling, but I'm like, I'm literally only like 25 minutes away from my house.
I love that. That's such a great tip, especially when there are so many cute little towns nearby.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Cheap, easy, fun, new things.
All the vibes. A little trip not too far away. That's great. Amazing. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed our summer favorites. We hope you guys get out there. If you get out there and do one of these things, throw it on your Instagram story. Tag us. We'd love to see it. Love to see you guys getting out there and having fun.
Yeah, it really makes us happy. Have a great summer. Catch you guys next week. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.